不要改一改，因为这个般若波罗蜜多心经呢是中文的译本，所以它的经咒呢是中国人士的，因为藏文的那个咒语其实是 Om Dia Da Ga Di Ga Di， 它前面它有 Om Dia Da Ga Di Ga Di， 对不对？那是你读英文的版本你就看到了 Om Dia Da Ga Di Ga Di， 它前面有加个 Om Da Da Ga Da Ga Di Ga Di， 它是中文的直接就Ga Di Ga Di Ba Ra Ga Di。更行了，我们今天照中文的方法念了，因为藏文是前面还有东西的。OK， 我们先念《般若波罗蜜多心经》第三页，《般若波罗蜜多心经》。观自在菩萨行深般若波罗蜜多时，照见五蕴皆空，度一切苦厄。舍利子，色不异空，空不异色，色即是空，空即是色，受想行识亦复如是。舍利子，是诸法空相，不生不灭，不垢不净，不增不减，是故空中无色，无受想行识，无眼耳鼻舌身意，无色声香味触法，无眼界乃至无意识界，无无明亦无无明尽，乃至无老死亦无老死尽，无苦集灭道，无智亦无得。以无所得故，菩提萨陀依般若波罗蜜多故，心无挂碍，无挂碍故，无有恐怖，远离颠倒梦想，究竟涅槃。三世诸佛依般若波罗蜜多故，得阿耨多罗三藐三菩提。故知般若波罗蜜多是大神咒，是大明咒，是无上咒，是无等等咒，能除一切苦，真实不虚。故说般若波罗蜜多咒，即说咒曰：嘎帝嘎帝帕拉嘎帝帕拉桑嘎帝波帝苏哈。现在呢，我们就来念功德本颂，英文的是137，红色的法本第137页，中文的是去年复印给大家的版本，你也可以在网络上下载，你可以上去谷歌，然后你按功德本颂，它就出来了。功德本颂，我愿加持令我先善见，于诸功德之本恩惠主，如理依止是乃道之根，然后精进恭敬成依止。我愿加持令我先体悟，一次所得此善有暇深，难得有意，然后不间断，昼夜升起，取其精华心。唯愿加持令我先念死，生命飘摇犹如水泡沫，迅速即为死魔所摧毁，并且确知黑白业诸果，事后跟从犹如影随形，然后令我时时不放逸，众恶中连小罪皆断除，并且成就一切善法具。唯愿加持令我先认清，世间圆满出过众苦门，不可依赖，享受不厌足，然后勇猛追求解脱乐。唯愿加持令我善巧用，由彼清净心令所引发，正念正知极大不放逸，主修教法根本别解脱。唯愿加持令我先观察，诸母有情通我落有海，然后按习殊胜菩提心，复合救度众生之重担。唯愿加持令我先善见，若请发心去于三种界，不屈修持不能成菩提，然后精进勤学佛子律。唯愿加持令我心流中，心密于诸妄境之调举，并且如理四察真实意，迅速升起止观双运道。唯愿加持令我于共道修成法器，随令顺利入诸圣中最殊胜金刚圣， 彼至善缘众生正经度，彼时加持令我真确知，所谓清净誓言及律仪，乃是成就二悉地之本，宁可不顾生命护守之。于是加持令我先通达须菩提要及二次第心，然后遵照圣者之教诲，坚定勤修四座瑜伽法。唯愿加持令我诸如是开示贤圣道之善知识，如理修习道理皆长寿，并愿内外障碍尽平息。唯愿世事不离真上师，唯愿随时享有甚正法，并于地道功德圆满后迅速证得金刚持果位。
Start with our breathing meditation, so try to keep your back straight, then breathe gently in and out, then focus your mind on the breath. So idea is to bring your mind back to present moment and try to live at the present moment. No, not in the past, not in the future. This is one of the methods to live in present. So normally, of course, we don't know how to live the present moment. You know, only most of the time, all the time we live in the past and future. So don't know how to live present moment. So that's the one of the problem for us. You know, so if we know how to live in present moment, so that's really, really useful. You know, is when you say, I want to be happy. So, I mean, you look deeply down, then just the present moment, you know. So that also, look deeper, breathe in and out, that's all, you know. So when you breathe in and out, so you can make your present moment, you know, happy moment. Okay, yeah, we'll try that for a few minutes.
首先呢，我们来进行我们的呼吸观。呼吸观呢，最重要的就是我们的背要直啊、哦，就是那个做法。最重要就是背要挺直，然后呢，看我们的呼气呼出去，然后把气呢吸进来。这样做呢，是要让我们的心呢能够专注于，把心呢圆念于当下这一刻，让我们能够活在当下。因为通常呢，我们的心呢不是活在当下的，我们是活在过去或者活在未来之中，哦，所以用这个呼吸观的方法，哦，是一个把自己 把这心的原念在当下的一个好方法。因为呢，通常我们都不知道怎样活在当下这一刻，我们通常都是活在过去或者活在未来之中，所以这就是我们的问题。通常呢，我们讲呢，活在当下的这一刻呢是非常有用的。通常我们讲我们要快乐啊，可是要怎么快乐呢？我们就必须把我们的心呢专注于当下这一刻。当下呢这一刻呢就是我们呼吸出去呼吸进来的这一刻，我们在这一刻呢当下这一刻呢把它变得快乐。
Okay, so do that breathing meditation for a few minutes.
现在我们就这样专注我们的呼吸几分钟。
So now, next then, in prayer of one space, visualize Buddha Shakyamuni, which is made of light, lively. So try to visualize as clear as possible.
正在专注于当下的时候呢，我们要观想前方的虚空，出现本师释迦牟尼佛。相好光明，它是光明身，栩栩如生，而且观想的越清晰越好。
So now, so now you can motivate yourself thinking Buddha Shakyamuni, who is fully developed wisdom and compassion, free from suffering. Thinking Buddha Shakyamuni, then make, you know, may I quickly become like him to benefit numbers of sentient beings.
现在呢，我们可以发愿呢，愿自己能够像本师释迦牟尼佛这样，我迅速证得佛的果位。因为呢，本师释迦牟尼佛呢是福智双全的，已经断了所有该断的，证得所有该证的，是福慧双全的，所以呢，他没有不会感到任何的。一丝一毫的痛苦，所以呢，我们要证得他这样的佛的果位，迅速利益无量无边的众生，就以他为榜样来激发我们自己。
Okay, so now, next we recite the Buddha Shakyamuni mantra 7 times. Then that time, visualize the light rays of nectar come from.Buddha Shakyamuni, intra yourself, then purify all the negative karma that accumulate from beginningless rebirth, all the emotion or suffering, whatever experience. So think that totally purify by the light from the Guru Shakyamuni.
接着呢，我们要念本师释迦牟尼佛的心咒7次。观想我们在念心咒的时候呢，本师释迦牟尼佛放出大光芒，降下甘露，净化了我们从无始以来所积累的业障，包括我们心理上所感受的烦恼问题，全部都跟着这个大光芒还有甘露呢，从我们身体净化除去掉。
So then, made of light. So then, feel joy and happy.
观想呢，你所有的业障呢都清除都净化了，那身体呢也是一个光的身体，然后呢有种乐的觉受升起来。
Okay, so then, all right. Yeah, your question, you can ask one. Yeah, this one.
Kiram 可以回答一道问题，谁有问题？每个人都可以问。是什么？哦，持戒是不是很重要？哦，所以就是他们为了，他们就是为了。为了不要犯罪太重，所以就不要持戒，然后就去犯罪了。OK, is keeping the precepts very important? Because some people are of the view that if let's say we have taken precepts and we transgress it or we have a root downfall, then the karma created is very, very heavy. But if you don't take any precepts, we don't have to keep any precepts, then if we committed any wrongdoings or whatever, then the karma, the sin is not so heavy. So it's better not to keep precepts or take precepts. So we should not take precepts or keep precepts.
Very, very good question, huh? She have so many good questions.
这问题问得很好啊，安迪有很多很多很好的问题。
啊，she's the only one who ask a question.
啊，从小到大都问很多问题了。
Other not asking question, maybe they all know. I don't know.
那其他人没有问问题，大概是全部都会了，对吗？
Okay, so what do you think? Is it better not to take precept?
So, 大家有什么意见？要不要去接受戒律？
Very good, because you need to think that, you know, what she asked, very important. Or better don't take, you know. Don't take refuge, don't take precept, you know. So is it then good or better take? You know, I mean, very good question. You need to think. Everybody needs to think.
所以呢，其实上帝问的问题非常好，我们需要去思考，去想一想，因为他知道问题其实问得很重要。所以既然是这样的话呢，我们 是否不应该去持戒呢？是否真的不应该 去持戒？还是持戒还是比较好的？Until we see it's better to keep precept. 为什么？
为什么？
安迪，你们两个来，一个来哈，来，啊，来有个麦给你们来，你们轮流讲。
哪一个安
迪？你们可以正方和反方。
互相礼让。
Don't fight.
You have to become opposition. No.
并不是，我是想说，持戒会比较好。因为有给我们一个名字的去遵守，我们才不会把这个学佛的这么好的一个因缘给我们自己给错过了。
It is better to keep the precepts, take the precepts and keep it, because it gives us some guidelines to follow, and it is dependent origination for us to be able to meet the Buddha Dharma again and learn the Buddha Dharma. Like, Auntie, 你要反对？
我想说持戒哦，是给我们不会多了三恶道啊，还要给我们可以消除掉业障。持戒很好呢，因为我们修佛人很重要，要持戒，因为不持戒，我们的戒律，我们会犯罪啊，会犯我们的造很多恶业，所以我们会消除我们的恶业，也给我们有一个慈悲的心。可以有一个处理心，有一个菩提心，持戒很好，持戒很好。
哎，你不是要做反对党吗？Auntie is also for keeping precept, taking precept and keeping precept because it helps us, it prevents us from falling into three lower realms and can help us to clear negative karma. So because we are learning the Buddha Dharma, so we should keep the precept. So it helps us to prevent us from committing negative actions, negative karma. And it also helps to cultivate virtue, for example, compassion, renunciation, bodhicitta. It is a basis for you to develop all these desirable qualities.
That's
it. 不去公交了。
八关斋戒更好。
OK。
我是不可以，我的胃出血，我不可以，不然我是真的要。
Auntie say, Mahayana precepts is even better, but she can't take it because of her stomach problem.
So here, so create. So yeah, create the negative karma. You know, to creating negative karma. So there are two types. I could say two types.One is by nature, one is by, I don't know, what to call, by the precept, by the I don't know what good is. In Tibet, I don't know. Tibet says, Rang Xin Yi Kana Matoba, Chebe Kana Matoba. One is by naturally, you know, you don't have to, whether you make commitment or not, it doesn't make difference. Some of the negative karma, due to the commitment, you create a negative karma.
当我们讲造恶业，其实有两种，一种是本质的，一种是就是说你有持戒然后去犯的，所以应该是中文应该是性罪还有那个遮罪，如果我没有记错的话。本质上本来就是错的，你去犯的那个叫性罪，因为它的本性就是不对的。那种是遮罪。
So, I mean, okay, I will not give, when I give example, maybe more clear, yeah.
藏文我不懂。
So, what do you call? Like 10 non-virtues, you know? Such, like 10 non-virtues. It's whether you commit or not, you know, I want to keep avoid 10 non-virtues or not, whether you make commitment by yourself or not, doesn't matter. You don't make commitment, you engage there, definitely. You have negative karma, you know. So, such as like 10 non-virtues, you don't need commitment. You have to take precept or what, not like that, you know. Once you engage, whether you just want to keep or not, that's not the choice, you know. You engage, you create negative karma.
比如说我们的十不善业，十不善业啊，杀盗淫啊，这身三口四意三那个恶业，不管你是否有没有持这持这个戒，就是不要犯这个十不善业。如果你犯了，不管你有没有持戒的人，你都已经造了恶业了，因为这本质上就是错的，所以这个叫性罪。和性没有关系，这性是本性的性，本质的意思，这本质上就是有罪的，所以叫性罪。所以呢，你持不持戒都是犯了，就是错误的，就是造了恶业的。
So like ten non-virtues, what the, you know, whether Buddhist you do or non-Buddhist or whoever do, whoever engage that, create negative karma. It doesn't depend, you know.Taking like precept like that, you know.
所以呢，不管你是不是佛教徒，或者是你是佛教徒或非佛教徒，只要你犯了这个十不善业呢，你就造了恶业了。
Okay, so that type, you know, so like that. So that's the one type of how to create negative karma like that by nature. I don't know how to wrong thing you cut on.
所以这是本质上的罪了。我就翻译成本质罪了，这种性罪可能。可能大家不太熟悉啊。
So whoever engages, so it creates negative karma.
所以不管是什么人，他只要犯了这十不善业的话，他就造了恶业。
So then that's the for example, when you take five labels, you know, then on top of that.Include the pipe label when you take the not to drink, you know. Not to drink. When you take that kind of precept, you know, you decide in front of the master, you know, not to drink forever. You know, so that kind of, like for example, drinking by itself is not negative, you know. But when you take precept, you decide it, then you drink.Then you create negative karma.
所以比如说我们受了在家的五戒，在家的五戒呢，其中有的是不饮酒，对吗？不饮酒戒。所以尤其是你在你的受戒士的面前呢，在阿斯离面前呢，接受了这个不饮酒戒，这样你就持这个戒了，对吗？可是饮酒本身呢，如果就对一般的人来讲，饮酒本身呢，并不是恶业， 那并不是恶业。可是要是你受了这个戒，不饮酒戒的话，你去喝酒的话，这样你就造了恶业了，因为你有持戒，你有这受戒吗？你要持戒的。
Just only drinking by itself and drinking is by nature is not negative, you know.
喝酒本身的并不是并不是恶业。Saying that once you commit negative actions, you purified it. No, you do the purification practice. So you commit again, do purification, commit, purify, purify, until one day you wake up.
Okay, yeah. So like that, so, so they are like that. So, of course, again, so there are many of cabinet managers like that, you know.So again, of course, when you decide to take any commitment, so first you must understand why you're taking. You don't take what's the problem. You take what's the benefit. You know, you must fully understand that. Then after that, you really see the point, then you take the percent.
所以呢，其实很多戒律呢，都好像这个饮酒戒一样啊。很多戒律是属于这样的，所以在你受戒前呢，你要问你自己为什么要去受这个戒，然后呢，这个如果你去持这个戒的话，它到底有什么利益啊？它到底有什么好处？像当你完完全全明白啊，这个戒的范围啊，它的利益啊，这样你觉得哎，其实呢，你去持戒呢，真的哈、哦、是有这样的好处，你完完全全明白了。这样你才下定决心去持这个戒，去守这个戒。
Yeah, so when you take precept, why you are taking, what for you taking, you know, to achieve what, you know. So therefore, I'm taking precept to achieve this goal. So that's why I want to take this precept. So when you commit like that, so this all keeping precept help you to achieve your goal. You know, must see that.When you see that, then you take precept. Then you put effort to keep the precept pure as possible.
所以在我们受戒之前呢，我们要问自己，为什么自己要受戒？为什么？到底是为了什么事情？哦，那受戒呢，到底有什么利益？有什么好处？哦，对你或对别人？然后呢，你的目标是什么？你持戒的目标，到最后你要得到的东西，要证得的东西是什么？所以，当你完全明白的时候呢，你才去受戒，然后持戒，因为呢，它能够帮助你呢达到你的终极目标，你最后要达到的目标。当你完全明白是怎么一回事的时候，你去受戒，这样你才会去努力的精进的去持戒，这样你的戒呢才会清净。
So like that. So, precept is something like disciplining yourself, you know, disciplining your body, speech, mind. Precept is about that, you know, to discipline your body, speech, and mind, to achieve your goal, you know. When you are disciplined, then much easier to achieve the goal, you know.
所以呢，持戒呢，就好像遵守纪律一样。哦，纪律啊，学校的纪律主任，所以呢，他是管好我们的身体还有我们的心灵的。然后这个纪律呢，这个戒呢，能帮助管好我们的身口意。这样呢，如果我们管好我们的身口意的话呢，这样呢，我们会比较容易达到我们的所要达到的那个境界。
So. So you don't discipline, you know, I mean, you don't discipline yourself to achieve the goal, then it takes longer time, you know, to achieve the goal. Even you may never achieve the goal at all, you know, much longer, but also never achieve the goal if you are not disciplined, you know.
所以呢，如果我们不对我们的身口意呢把它管好的话，好，这样我们要达到我们的目标的话呢，需要较长的一段时间呢。好，所以我们需要这个戒律来帮助我们。可是呢，如果我们不持戒的话呢，就算我们有戒律的话，也不能达到目标。
Okay, so I mean, I don't know what this class or some other class I give the example. I mean, I don't remember, but but give example, if you want to lose weight, you know, you put overweight, eat too much, more than your weight, something you don't want, then of course you really want to lose weight. You know, so then you must commit, you know, yourself.You know, seeing the doctor or whoever. So, what doctor said, oh, cannot do that, must do that, cannot do that. You know, then you strictly follow that advice. You know, committing yourself is important. What doctor said, not only that, but you have to commit yourself. Or I'll follow that, you know. So, strictly following that. So then, of course,then you achieve your goal faster, you know. You are not disciplined, you are not commit yourself, you know. Sometimes not, sometimes yes, then never lose weight, you know, instead of putting more weight, you know. So longer to achieve, that makes longer to achieve your goal by not taking the precept or advice.
所以呢，Kim Ji 不记得他是什么时候，可能是这个班或者是以前的班讲过，他给了一个例子，是减肥的例子。如果你超重的话，或者你对自己的体重不满意的话，你真的想要减肥的话，这样呢，你必须下定决心呢、啊，去做。比如说你去看医生啊，那医生跟你提出一些建议啊，给你一些方法，这你就真的要照着这方法去做了，要告诉你应该做什么，不应该做什么，要吃什么，不应该吃什么，要真的照着医生讲的话去做，很精进的哦，很精进的去做，这样呢你就能够达到很快的就达到那个减肥的效果。如果呢你看了医生，可是你提到阿爸这样不要管他了没有纪律这样好像要不怎么遵守的话，这样呢你可能呢达不到你减肥的效果，反而你会越吃越胖所以呢如果我们没有这样的纪律的话，没有这样纪律的话，或者就我们如佛教徒讲，我们没有这个遵守这个戒律的话呢，我们要达到我们的目标呢，就需要很长的一段时间了。
So from the example, what I'm saying from the example, you can see that you keep your commitment. You know, such as losing weight. I'm just giving example to lose weight. You keep strictly the commitment. What your doctor said.Not to do what you have to do, then you strictly, you know, commit yourself like that, then it's, you'll achieve your goal much faster, you know. But that's what you really want to see, you know, from your heart, then you keep precept, I mean, you keep the discipline, not so much difficult in the mind.
所以呢，我们可以从那个轻那个例子呢，很容易的就明白哈、就持戒或者是管好我们的纪律的重要性。那如果我们真的想减肥的话呢，我们必须哈、必须有纪律我们要遵守这个医生给我们的建议啊，什么可以做的，什么不可以做的，什么该吃，什么不该吃的。这样呢，如果我们能够很有纪律的管好我们自己的话，遵照医生的指示去做，这样我们要达到目标呢，就比较快。所以呢，因为呢，我们真的从我们的心里呢，就是要真的要达到我们目标，所以我们就很精进的去遵守医生给我们的忠告。所以如果真的有这样的决心的话呢，要 要去持戒的话就不难了。
Okay, so here you can see that, you know, you really want to achieve the goal, what you're looking, then of course keeping precepts is much better. You know, if pastor, better to keep precept, so that can achieve your goal. But you are not looking that, then of course, then there's no point to keep the precept, you know.
So we can see that if we are真的有这样的决心要达到目标的话呢，我们的决心越大的话呢，像我们的我们持戒的力呢会更强，我们达到目标也会更快。如果我们不想要不愿意这样做的话，这样就不需要持戒了咯。
Okay, so my point is, so keeping precept, you know, I mean again, is much benefit to achieve the goal.
所以呢，我们这样去分析的话，就会看见呢，其实持戒呢是有很大的利益的，它可以呢，帮助我们更快的、更好的达到我们的目标。
So therefore, Buddha is very, very compassionate. So therefore, he gave many different level of precept. You know, very beginning, he gave refuge. He didn't give, he really didn't ask, you must take precept there, you know. Then after that, he gave 5 lay vowels. Then after, you know, the monk vowels. Then even among the monk, there are many different, you know, like, you know, 36 vowels, then 253, you know, like that. So, the patimoksha vowels, you know, lay vowels, and monk vows have 36, then fully ordained monk have 153 vow to keep, you know.
所以呢，佛是非常慈悲的，所以他有很多善巧方便，所以他就给了不同层次的戒律，让大家去根据自己的程度啊，自己的兴趣啊去遵守。比如说呢，他最基本的就是有皈依戒。好，让你成为佛教徒，或者呢，接下来呢，他又给了在家的五戒，居士的五戒，然后当然呢，也有出家戒。这种出家戒呢，又有不同的出家戒了，比如说沙弥戒啦，就然后呢，还有沙弥尼戒啦、查士摩那戒啦，还有这个僧人的戒，就。女众和男众的女众的男众的253戒，女众的应该是500多条戒。
So,
no, I think the nuns have more vows. The nuns have more vows.
Monk have 300 something.
500 plus Chinese Mahayana.
Chinese Mahayana, I don't know.I think the vowels. I mean, of course, even Binai have different traditions. So.
Yeah, Tibetans don't have.
Tibetan have 300, I don't think, 363 or something like that.
63. Oh, 因为那个藏传的女众的出家戒已经那传承已经不见了，他们只有那个 novice nuns vowels.
The fully ordained nun.
Fully ordained nun.
300 something like that. Fully ordained monk have 253.
253. 他这个问题是为什么出家尼众他们的戒律呢要比那个男众来得多
These people, especially, Asian people don't ask this question. Normally, the Asian people don't ask this question, but mostly they're asked by the Westerner. You know, they think equal right, man, woman, equal right. You know, so because of that, so they have a lot of questions about, and they think that Buddha is not equal, you know. You know.The Buddha is biased. Yeah, I mean, and of course, any people can ask any kind of question, of course. So, normally Asian, I don't know. Normally Asian don't ask your question following the Western culture.
Yeah. 母亲, no. 你是外国人. Muqing by Ang Mo.
Like past life Ang Mo.
因为佛是很慈悲，所以他不懂得戒律。这样呢，我们的母亲师兄问的就是，为什么出家尼众他们要遵守的戒律呢？就是363条，而那个男众是253条，这是藏传佛教的了，不是华人地区的佛教的那个传承，他们传承不一样。这样母亲就问，为什么尼众啊，出家尼众，他们要遵守的戒律要比男众多，像这么觉得讲，通常问这个问题的都是外国人，不是亚洲人，因为外国人觉得，哎，男女应该平等嘛，所以呢，为什么佛的心不平等？
So like that, I mean, I don't know, I don't remember when was that. So, I mean, that somebody asked me, I don't know, somewhere in Kapan like that. So, I mean, immediately I thought about that. When you go to supermarket, not shopping center, you know, you go shopping center, where the man have more thing to buy, or lady have more thing to buy. You go in the shopping center, you know, I mean, three stories for the lady, one story for the man, you know.
You know, they don't exercise equal rights.
So men can debate why three story for lady, why one story for the man.
Kim Ji 好像他讲话不记得了，可是，在这个葛班寺啊，就好像有人问过这样的问题。像Kim Ji举了个例子，当你去商场，购物的时候，去买东西的时候，去 shopping center 买东西的时候，你看那个男士部门和女士部门的哪一个部门卖的东西比较多？Lehman D C equally more whether it's a ladies department or men's department.Men also got makeup now, you see. Korean, this one very Korean.
And most of that is like for the ladies, you know. Even go to the, you know, back, you know, back store. You know, there's men back store, you go, no, I mean the back, carrying the back. You go to the lady shop. So many different types, you know.Small, big, oh, this brand, that brand, you know, like that. You go to the buy for the man, I mean, that's not much choice. Huh? You just have to take what they have, you know. You don't have much choice.
所以你再举一个例子，就是说，比如说去买包包了，你看女士的店的包包和男士店的包包，谁的比较多？那女士卖的包包的店呢，都有各种各样不同的款式啊，大中小，然后呢不同的牌子啊，琳琅满目啊，你看到眼花缭乱。可是你去男士的卖包包的，可能只有那几样而已，没有什么好选择的。
Also, same thing. You look everything like that. You know, detail is like clothes or everything, you know, dress. So you look also much more.
衣服也是一样的。
Much more.
衣服啊，你看。男孩子穿来穿去是那几样啊，哦，我没有什么摆灯好放的。
Okay. That, so I mean, you like that. So I mean that time I don't know what I was saying that time. So I said my answer. I said jokingly. I said, oh, because you go to the store, you see lady have more thing to. They have more things, so that's why Buddha say lady need more power. You know.They want more, so they need more, you know.
They need more powerful, so that they have more precepts.
No. Not powerful. Yeah. So there's more thing in the shop like that. So That's why Buddha think they did need more, so they give more precept to that. They give more precept to the ladies, yeah, the nun. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. 所以呢，你看他，所以那个，听我们去就开玩笑了，就以这样的例子来讲哦。所以你看啊，女士的东西通常比较多了，所以佛陀那都买东西也比较多嘛，所以佛陀给他们的戒律也就也比较多了
啊。Just that I'm joking.
开玩笑的了，开玩笑的
啊。
你进入佛经去看，其实，其实是有它里面有解释的，啊，那个和阿难达有关系的。
So I mean mainly of course, I don't know. So I mean of course Buddha explained this in teaching due to the body condition, how the body is made up. You know, the man.And the lady's body, how they build up, you know, and how kind of channel a nerve system, or, you know, how they build up the body. So, depend on the body. So, they have basis on different body, they have different mind, you know. So, because of that, so different bowels, you know. So, I think Buddha explained something like that.
所以呢，佛其实在他的开示里面有讲，因为呢身体状况的不同呢，男女的身体有别了，像我们的那个神经系统也是不大一样的了哈、哦。所以呢，就根据这个身体的为基础，所以呢我们有不同的心理状况，所以呢他给的那个戒律呢，也不一样，所以就男众和女众就不一样了。出家的了，在家的五戒都是一样的。
So I mean, I don't know. So I mean, depend on the body, so they have different minds. So because of that, different precepts. So Buddha said this much.
啊，所以呢，男女身体状况不一样，所以呢，心理状态不一样。因为我们的是根据我们的生理呢，我们的生理会影响我们的心理，所以呢，我们的那所给的这个佛所给的这个戒律呢就不一样，它是针对你的心理而来给的。
So like that, I mean, just giving, one example, I mean.Like when you fully ordained nun, then you cannot go alone, you know, walk alone like that. I mean, of course, in ancient time, of course, like India, Tibet, of course. And when you're nun, then especially girl, then of course going alone is much more danger to disturb, you know. So like a monk, a man,You know, in ancient time, of course, you go alone, there's less danger, you know, to disrupt. And could be like that due to the environment also. So Buddha keep like that. So fully ordained monk don't have this precept, but for example, that's fully ordained nun that have precept, you cannot go alone like that.
再给一个例子了，可惜给个 Ken 姆就给一个例子，就是说具足戒受具足戒的男众啊，还有受具足戒的女众啊，就出家的了啊，他们的不同。比如说受具足戒的女众呢，是不可以独自出门的。或远行啊，或者去外面走动，尤其是在古代的印度和西藏，就因为他如果自己独自出门的话呢，可能会有危险啊，在外面呢遇到什么问题。可是呢，受具足戒的男僧人啊，男众呢，在古代他们是可以自己独自出门的，因为呢，会比较相对来讲啊，他们碰到的危险会比较少，他会比较安全。这可能和以前的那个生活环境的因素有关了。
So like that anyway. So there's reason, you know, giving more that Buddha mentioned reason to you know none have more bowels due to the body condition. Because of that, different mind, different emotion, you know. So because of that, so Buddha give different precept.
So, you know, 我看不懂我自己写什么。所以呢，可能就是因为呢，生理状况的不同，我们的生理状况不同呢，所以我们的心理也影响我们心理状况不同，也有不同的情感的因素啊。所以呢，佛陀就给出家的女众啊不同的戒律。
Okay, so so all these different precepts, you know, Buddha gave, you know, like different number, you know, so like that. So, very beginning, of course, very beginning, to train our mind, so discipline our mind. So he gave just one precept, two precepts, you know, five, you know, then slowly you will be able to manage, then increase more and more like that, you know.
所以呢，这个不同的佛会给不同的戒律啊，不同数量的戒律。开始的时候呢，可能是给一个两个，让我们呢能够呢降服我们的心啊，训练我们的心，降服我们的心。然后呢，增加到五的再加，然后慢慢的我们可以有能力呢，调服我们的心的时候，它就慢慢增加那个戒律，增加到难重的是。253, 女众就是363.
Okay, so, so but of course, when you take precepts, sometimes not easy, because our mind is always influenced by, controlled by anger, attachment, ignorance, due to that. So, even we keep precepts, you know, we commit, but sometimes it may break, because due to the powerful habit of attachment,anger, due to that, so we may break along. Even you commit, you may break that, you know.
所以受戒呢，其实呢是不容易的，因为我们的心呢时常啊受制于我们的烦恼、我们的贪嗔痴啊，这所谓的三毒。所以呢，我们受戒之后要持戒呢，也是不容易的一件事。在有时候呢，我们持戒持得不好，我们有破戒的现象，因为我们烦恼太炽盛的时候呢，我们贪啊、嗔啊、痴啊，就控制住我们的心，这样我们就破戒了。
So then, if you break, also then Buddha say, oh, once you break, that's it, you cannot do anything. Buddha didn't say that. You know, then Buddha give method how to purify that. You know, if you break due to certain reason, then what you should do, you know, to break that kind of, to purify that, breaking the precept, you know. So Buddha give different advice, you know, how to purify it, that you have committed, but you,broke that, then how to fix it, how to purify that. You know, Buddha give different teaching method for us, you know.
当我们破戒的时候呢，佛并没有说哦，你完了，哦，因为您破了戒了，哦，没有办法了。他们并没有这样说，但佛陀呢就告诉我们，如果我们破了戒呢，我们该怎么做啊？他会给我们开示啊，给我们方法啊，用什么方法呢？我们能够净化啊，净化我们所破的戒律，然后我们将呢能够再持戒，然后使它再圆满。
So like that, you know. So you break, you can purify, you know. Then again.Take the precept like that, you know. So that's the can be done like that. Yes, auntie say, oh, I don't know her name. Sorry, she say break, purify, take again like that, you know.
所以呢，如果我们真的破了戒的时候，发现我们破戒的时候，我们就可以依据佛开示的方法呢去做这个净化的修行。然后呢，我们如果要的话，我们可以重新再受戒。所以这些呢都是可以我们可以做的方法，要保持我们的戒律的清净。
So also then Of course, best is, you know, fully understand, you know. First, fully understand why you need to take precept, you know. What you want to achieve by taking the precept, what for you're taking. Fully understand that. Then you take precept, commit yourself, you know. Follow strictly without break, you know. So that's the very best way, you know. In this way, so you are very quick to achieve the goal without breaking, you know, keep pure as possible. You know, even don't break one time, you know. So that's the best way, you know.
所以当然最好的方法就是呢，在我们在我们受戒之前呢，我们完完全全去明白了这戒律是什么呢，它有什么的有什么效果啊等等，就首先我明白为什么我们要去持这个戒律哦，那戒律的内容啊，我们能达到什么样的目标呢、啊、能够帮助我们达到这样有什么利益等等，当完完全全明白这样的东西的时候呢，我们才去受戒。那么受戒的时候呢，一完受戒呢，我们就要心里下定决心，我一定要严格的去遵守，然后你去精进努力的、哦、去保持这个戒律，把持这个戒律、哦、然后就很小心的不要去破这戒律、哦、每天都很严格的去遵守，如果能这样打这样去持戒的话，那么很快呢，我们就会达到我们所要达到真的的目标。这样呢，我们的持的戒呢，就是非常非常清净的戒律。
说来的啊 ，for example, you know, so.So, for example, you are going or trekking, you know, to the mountain or Mount Everest, I don't know. You know, go trekking up to the Mount Everest. You walk slowly, you know. Then, very carefully, you know, mindfully, carefully you walk slowly, you know. Then, will achieve your destination, top of the Mount Everest. You know, but same thing, you walk, you are not careful. You know, don't look your eye on the road, look your eye on the sky. You may fall down, break the leg. You know, because you're not disciplined, you know, so break the leg. So then, after break leg, then you have to fix it.So it takes time, you know. Then after you fix it, you recover, you can walk. Still you can walk, of course. You can walk, then you are not careful, again break the leg. And fix it, you can walk, maybe you can do it 5 times, 10 times, I don't know. By the way, you know, it takes longer time. Achieve your destination. You know, also that.Like that, similarly like that, I'm saying here, so exactly, you know. First thing is careful, don't break any precept. You go like that, you achieve the goal faster. You break, purify, you take again, purify, like the same thing, example like that, you take longer time, you know. Achieve the goal like that. So Buddha said best to not to break from beginning, yeah.
所以呢，举个例子，比如说呢，我们要去爬这个喜马拉雅山呢，我们的目标呢，就是要站在喜马拉雅山的山顶上。最后你可以慢慢走，慢慢走，很小心看你的路哦，很仔细的看，就慢慢走，慢慢走。在经过一段时间呢，你就会达到这个山顶，你就站在上面了，就你就达标了。这样如果呢？如果你是那种不小心的，你虽然有些人慢慢在那边走，可是你不小心的，你东张西望，东看看西望，可能眼睛看那个天了，所以你不小心走着，你就掉下去了，不能掉到哪里去了，然后你就断了你的脚哦，因为呢你没有这个纪律啊，你没有这个纪律，所以你很不小心，就比喻了你没有这个纪律，不遵守纪律了。 所以当然了，你断了你的脚，当然你还是可以重新的来你脚受伤了吗？你就去医治啊，把你的脚给医好啊。这个需要一段时间，对吗？那你脚医好了 ，OK， 你好了，你又可以再走路了 ，OK， 你可以再出发了，再去喜马拉雅山再看，再慢慢走，慢走。这次呢，你又很不小心，你又东张西望看天啊，跨梯看天呢，不小心的脚又断了，断了不能再走了呢，对，就要退回来啊，就要去医你的脚啊。哦，你好了，哦，需要一段时间，然后又可以再出发了。这样你可以再重复啊，这样的东西再重复啊，五次啊，十次啊，不断的重复。当然最后了，终于，也不懂过了多少次。那终于有一天呢，你慢慢走，你还是会达到山顶。可是它需要的时间是比较长的了，对不对？所以你可以看到，如果你比较小心的话，就表示你持戒哦，你持戒很清净的话，这样呢，你就比较容易达标。如果你不小心的话，你持戒就是随随便便啊，不小心的话，持戒不清净的话，当然你可以破戒你可以再净化，然后你可以再重新受戒，你可以再重新破戒，重新受戒，重新净化，重新受戒，当然也可以这样做很多次。可是你要达标的话呢，你要出离啊，跳出这三恶跳出这个轮回的话啊，真的佛果的话，那就需要很长的一段时间了。所以呢，佛陀说呢，最好就从你受戒的那一刻开始呢，你就持精进心啊，这样你就以精进心去持清净戒，保持你戒律的清净，这是最好的方法。
Okay, so. So like that, so I mean, so don't think that, you know, oh, I break again, take again, you know. So that's not really good way of thinking, you know. If I break, oh, no problem, I can take again, you know. So that's the example, you know, doing that is not the best way to do, yeah, so.
所以你们不要有这样的心理，因为反正我破戒不用紧的吗？没有问题吗？我可以再进化啊，再受戒啊，不用紧的吗？这破了也不用紧，就随随便便，不要这样。因为呢，如果你这样做的话呢，就肯定啊，你在修行的道路上要花很久很久的时间，所以这绝对不是最好的方法。
OK， 啊 ，so like that. So here, so my point is so.As she asked the question, so therefore, you know, you know, better take precept or don't, better not to take precept, you know. So, I mean, depend, you know, so my point is depend what you really want to achieve. If you have some goal to achieve, then of course, keeping precept is much better. If you don't have any goal, then, I mean, why keep the precept? No reason, you know.
所以呢，天明居士根据我们的安迪的发问的问题来回答。所以呢，到底是要不要受戒呢？要不要去拿这个戒律呢？其实答案就在你的心里，答案是在你的心里，就看你自己了。我怎么说呢？你首先就要问你自己：哎，我要达到什么目的？哦，我最终的目标是什么？就如果你有个目标的话，你想要去达到你的目标的话，就当然了，你可以去受戒，当然是比较好的方法，因为呢，你可以快速证得你所要达到的目标。如果你什么目标都没有的话，为什么要去持戒呢？为什么要去受戒持戒？这样就不用了。
So like that, so, so also then, Therefore, so, I mean, there's some advice, you know, given by Buddha, you know, to increase your virtues, decrease your negative mind, you know, very simple advice given by Buddha, you know, like that. So, for example, I mean, this in the Lamrim, so, I don't know, this is what poor practice, I don't know, end of the Lamrim, what you call that? Huh? Gathering or gathering the virtues, not disciple. There's some Gejong, train how to develop virtues, I don't know. Four ways of gathering virtues, maybe that one is. In the Lamrim, four way of gathering virtues or something. In the Lamrim there, you know.
这佛呢，对于我们如何呢，积累哦，或增长我们的善业，还有呢，减轻我们的恶心恶念呢，也有提出了一些给我们的一些开始啊，就在菩提道次第里面有讲的四善法句。
So that's the one. She 讲 let me see. I don't know. If somebody shout you.For example, you know, somebody shout to you, you know, say something, you know, shout to you. So Buddha said, you really want to practice, then one is not to shout back, you know, immediately not to shout back, you know. So that's what Buddha explained there, you know. You really want to practice, you know, then create the virtues.Then somebody shout you not to shout back. No.
比如说，他举了个例子：如果有人对你大喊大叫，你真的是要去修的话，真的要造善业的话，这样你应该做的是不要喊回去。
Yeah. So you have to understand the point. That's the whole point. Is you want to practice. So that's the goal. You really want to practice. You know, good heart.Virtuous mind. So that, of course, you know, somebody shout you, not to shout back, you know, because what you want is, your goal is to improve your mind, increase your virtuous mind, you know. So Buddha said best not to shout back, you know.
因为呢，为什么别人对你大喊大叫，你不要喊回去或叫回去？这是因为呢，你要修行，修什么呢？你要修一颗善的心，一颗好的心。你的目标呢，是要让你的善心呢能够增长，你的善业呢能够增长，你的心量呢能够更大。所以呢，最好的方法就是不要喊回去，不要叫回去。
I mean, if you practice that, it's very, very powerful practice. You know, very powerful. You know.You can train that way, you know, somebody shout you immediately, don't shout back, you know. Very, very powerful practice. If you shout back, of course, nothing goes good, nothing goes well, worse, you know. So better not to shout back. You really want to peace your mind. Better not to shout back.
就是如果你真的想修行的话，因为这是一个非常强而有力量的修行的方法。别人对你大喊大叫，你不要喊回去。为什么呢？如果你喊回去呢，他的结局应该不会太好，应该相当难看。你可能就得不到平和，你心呢就不能平静下来了。
One is that they can learn me, I don't know. If somebody hit you, I think, somebody hit you, then not to hit back, you know.
再来呢，就是如果有人打你，你不要打回去。
So like that, then another one is the 唱推讲。Lot sound me too. You know, somebody dig your problem, digging your problem, you know. Oh, you are such dig so bad thing, you know. So then, again, don't dig other people's problem, you And I don't know. Does it make sense? Digging or what? Digging other. Somebody digging your pot, then don't.
如果有人找你的茶，你不要找回去。他去挖挖你哦，挖你不对的地方啊，什么啊，这个错，你那错，那边错，你不要做回同样的东西，要不然你的层次就和他一样了。
I don't know. So, what is what? I forgot. Should have pull.
Screaming, hitting, finding fault.
The senior one. Wait, what is the one? Wait, senior citizen.
Senior citizen.
They should have pull. Pull, we have gathering virtues.
四种聚集善的方法，四善法。
先讲烂，再讲烂。好嘞 ，OK， 好听。初讲烂米出 ，OK，I think that one。初讲烂米出 ，You know, if somebody angry to you, not angry back。初讲烂米出 ，Yeah。
Some angry， 如果别人对你感到生气，对很生气的时候，或对你很生气啊，你不应该气回他。
Yeah, can be say, you know, some people have this angry face, you know, they see you like, you know, show this angry face to you, then don't show back that angry face, you know.
别人对你脸黑黑，你也不用脸黑黑回去了。
So.I mean, this again, of course, we have to understand, you know, the point. Why I have to do that? Yeah. So that's the point is to, of course, you really want to practice. You really want the peace for yourself and other. You know, that you need to do this. You start from there, you know. So, you know, you start with that. Very first step is that, you know.If you can manage that, then of course, not only that can be solve the problem, but that's the first step to practice, you know.
所以呢，你就问你，哎，这四样东西，有人对你大喊大笑，有人打你，有人找茬，特别找你的问题，有人对你脸黑，你全部都不可以反击。这样你问，哎，为什么我要这么做？要问你，为什么我要这样做？是吧？因为现代人嘛。为什么你要这样做？所以你先问你，如果你真的是要修行，你要让你的心呢清净，感到平和的话，这样你就应该不要反击，因为这是修行的第一步，所以你要做好这个修行基本的修行。
So like that. So this is something start of how to practice patience. Also like that, you know, start from there, you know.Try to learn how to be patient, you know, by step, you know.
这个这是也是修行安忍的方法，安忍也是修行安忍也是要一步一步来的，所以这也是第一步修行安忍的方法。
What are we talking now? I don't know. So like that. So this kind of, can say this kind of.Commitment, you know, we can make like that. You really want to, you know, increase happiness in the mind, or want to increase virtues in the mind. Then, of course, we can commit like that, you know, make your strong commitment like that, you know, then really help, you know.
所以呢，如果我们要有这样的纪律的话呢，我们要让我们的心呢更加快乐，我们心感到更加快乐，要让我们的善呢善心呢能够增长的话呢，这样我们就需要有这样的纪律，有这样的戒律，自己去警戒自己。
So this is the how to be happy, you know. So the point is that we don't know, you know, how to react, you know, if somebody shoutBack to you. There's no time for to keep quiet. You know, immediately, you know, shout back. You know, without delay. You know, without thinking that something come out, shot back, so quick like that, you know. So we think that's the best solution, you know, to solve the problem, you know, but it doesn't work that way.
所以呢，这是我们得到快乐的方法。如果用这种方法呢，我们可以得到更多快乐。因为通常呢，我们都不懂得怎么样去对事情呢做出反应。如果比如说有人跟我们大喊大叫的话，我们会在第一时间呢，就不会浪费一秒就马上喊回去。我们的反应是超快的，因为我们觉得这是最好的方法，就解决问题的最好的方法。他喊我捍卫他，看谁喊得最大声。
So like that, so we want to solve the problem, you know, we want happy, we want to solve the problem, but our method is like that, you know. Somebody shout you, you think that's the best way to solve the problem, shout back, you know. But in reality, it doesn't solve the problem at all, you know. Even getting the problem bigger than before.You look deeply, you know.
所以呢，通常我们认为呢，这是解决问题的最好的方法，这是让我们快速得到快乐的方法。所以，当有人对我们大喊大叫的时候呢，解决的方法最好方法就马上喊回他，而且喊得比他更大声。可是事实却是，当你捍卫他的时候，不止问题没有解决，而且问题反而变得更大。
Or shouting back, one way you think, when I shout back, okay, you know, I win, you know. But it's, you never win, you know, by shouting back, you never win. You look deeply, you never win that. Because when you shout with anger, you create karma, you know. You create new karma for yourself.Experience in the future, you know.
其实呢，当你喊回去的时候，你以为啊，我赢了，哇，我赢了。可是你深一层去分析的话呢，其实呢，你根本没有赢到。为什么呢？当你以嗔心呢喊回去的时候，你的嗔心升起来的时候，你的烦恼升起来的时候，你就制造了一个恶业。这个恶业呢，将来会成熟的。
So like that, you know, when you shout back, I mean, they're never ending. Maybe 10 minutes, 15 minutes, I don't know how it lasts there, I don't know. Sometimes can be a long time, you know, 1 hour arguing each other, you know. So much karma is created, you know. Somebody shout, you keep quiet. Okay, maybe lesser time.
所以通常这样的结局是没完没了的，就是你当你喊回去，他喊回你，喊回他，一来一往，叮叮咚咚，叮叮咚咚，像十分钟啊，十五分钟啊，有时可能是一个钟头啊，就喊来喊去，喊来喊去啊，一个钟头。在这一个钟头里面，你想想啊，你造了多少的口业
啊 ？So here, so I mean, like keeping precept, you know. So I mean, my point is.Keeping precept is depend what you want to achieve. You know, you really want to achieve something like peace mind, virtues. You know, but patient. You want to be virtuous. Then of course, this kind of like commitment for yourself is important. So you do that. You know, able to achieve the peace in the mind. You know, so this is the best way. You know, one shout somebody you listen with the patient.That's the end of the shouting, you know. You reply back, that creating more shouting, you know, for yourself. But you patient there one time, shouting is the end of, you know.
所以呢，持戒呢，到底要不要持戒啊？我们今天在讲的戒律，就看你要成就什么，就你要达到的目标是什么了。就通常佛教我们讲要成就什么东西，要成就，你要成就你的心理的平和吗？你要成就这个善业吗？善心善业，你要成就安忍吗？这样你就需要这个戒律，或者用白话来讲，平常的话来讲，就要有这个纪律啊，去看好你自己。所以呢，如果你有这个纪律的话， 就是你能够持戒清净的话，这样将来呢，你就一定会啊达到你的目标，你一定能够成就。比如说，当别人喊你跟你大喊大叫的话，如果呢你有这个戒律，你能够持戒的话，你就马上能够修行安忍，就静下来了。将来那个大喊大叫啊，就马上停止了，就完了，这事情就完了。整个事情就完。可是如果你喊回去的话，哦，这不得了了，对方一定会有反应。他再喊回去，你再喊回去，他再喊回去，他再喊回去，这样就没完没了了。所以你可以很清楚的看到，如果别人喊你，你修行安忍，你修习这个安忍的话，你只修习一次安忍，这整个事情呢就平息了，就完了。
So like that. So that I mean.When somebody shout to you, you know, in bad way, so you listen with patience. So, then, of course, this whatever shouting you get is, I mean, look deeply, of course, due to our karma accumulate to receive this shouting, you know. You look in the karma, of course, we receive because we create the karma in the past to get this shout from the other, you know.By receiving this shouting, I finish my past karma. How wonderful, you know, like that. You're able to meditate like that. Then, of course, you purify. By spending that, you purify the past karma, you know, so you don't have experience in the future, you know.
So, if someone shouts at you, if you你其实是不用反应的，为什么呢？你可以修行安忍，因为如果你真的对这个业果的道理明白得很透彻的话，明白很透彻的话，你深一层去分析，这样你就可以去这么想，因为呢，过去生我造下了这个业，所以呢，现在呢，我才会得到这样的待遇，这个人呢，才会对我这样大喊大叫。也因为他对我这样大喊大叫，所以我过去造下的这些恶业呢，现在就由他这样大喊大叫呢，就完全清除了，就还债还清了。哇，多好啊，多好！你看，如果他没有对我大喊大叫的话，以后将来我可能还会遭受更大更大的业报，更惨。所以我应该谢谢他了，太好了。
So like that, then of course. Whatever you are receiving, this kind of unpleasant shouting in your ear, of course, one thing is we play part. We have this deluded mind, anger mind, that's why you receive that. If you don't have this, your present mind, which is polluted by anger, attachment, then the shouting doesn't make any difference, you know.Your mind is not angry, your mind is in bliss, the shouting doesn't bother you, you know. So one is because you have this condition, you know, not only other people fault, you have the condition to irritate yourself, you know, by the word.
所以呢，当然呢，我们也可以这样的去分析哦。当听到我们耳朵里听到这难听的、不中听的话的时候，哎，这是因为呢，我们这个妄心啊，在那边操作，我们的妄心呢、在那边猜疑啊，使我们的嗔心升起来了。因为如果我们的心呢没有受到污染的话，我们的心呢没有这个妄心的污染的话，那就算有人这边大喊大叫，对我们来讲呢，我们也是没有什么分别的。可能呢，我们的心如果没有污染的话，你唱歌，你大喊大叫，我们的心呢都是一样很乐的，有个大乐的觉受的，都是没有分别的。所以，就算有人这边大喊大叫，没有大喊大叫，我的心呢都是一样的快乐平静的。就是因为我们的心呢受到妄心的污染，所以我们有这样的因缘呢，接受到这样的东西，我们这样的因缘条件呢，使我们觉得我们被烦恼了。
So therefore you cannot 100% blame the person, the shouting, not 100% from the object, 50% is mind, you know, you have this kind of mind, that's why you get that, you know. So here the point is you cannot blame 100% the problem on the object.
所以呢，如果你这样子怎么去分析的话，你能够这样思维的话，而且你要思维很快，要当场这样嘟嘟嘟，马上这样思维，要不然你还是会失败的。所以呢，如果你这样思维，你就可以发现呢，你不可以100%把那过错呢怪在那个外境，怪在那个跟你大喊大叫的人上面。因为呢，是因为你的心呢，这个妄心的操作有受到妄心的那个污染，所以呢，你才会感受到，你才会被烦到，哦，所以你自己呢也有一定的责任的。
So I mean, so for example, like Bodhisattvas, you know, who are great compassion, Bodhisattva like that. So when somebody shout to them, or somebody prays to them, you know.For them is no different, you know. For them is both equally bliss, you know.
对菩萨已经证道的菩萨，哦，有着大慈悲心的菩萨，不管是有人对他很生气的对他大喊大叫，或是有人呢充满恭敬心的去称赞他的话，对他来讲都是没有分别了，他的心呢依然可以感受到大乐的。
So the point is what I'm saying is because we always see that, you know, the shock, the word coming from the object, from other, 100% there, you know, nothing to do with your mind, you know, so that's not correct. You know.
因为呢，我们通常有这样的习惯，是我们的习气，通常发生这种事情的时候，我们都很执着于从这个外境那个人的口上所讲出来的那些话，而且是100%是真实不虚，是从那边出来的，是那个人那个外境的，和你自己呢没有关系，和你的心呢没有关系的。
Yeah, 100% from this person, you know, from this person, other person, 100% coming from other person. You know, we see that, we believe that. So because of that,You know, something that we set back, you know, to destroy that, you know. But it doesn't destroy at all. We think that, then we set back, you know, then to destroy that, you know, we believe that way, we act that way, so.
因为呢，从那个人的口中、外境口中出来的那些东西是100%呢真实不虚的，很实有实质的。所以呢，我们听到了，我们也看到那个人的表情，听到了，然后我们就100%的相信呢那样的东西，好，是真实的。所以呢，我们觉得哎。是那个人的，是那边是外境的，和我们没有关系的，所以呢我们必须要完全去摧毁它，所以我们这样的相信呢，很这样的相信，执着的相信，所以我们要摧毁它，所以呢我马上呢就觉得我们应该行动，应该捍卫去了。
So like that, you know, then, you know, somebody hit back, then what we see, oh, 100% coming from the object, then hit back, you know, this way the anger becomes strong and strong, then end of the dayYou know, you think you destroy this person, then that's the end of the day, you know.
所以呢，当有人打你的时候，啊，你想，哎，这100%是那个人哦，那个外境哦，从那边过来的是100%真实的哦，和你自己的心和你自己的过去所造的东西是完完全全没有关系的，是。错是他的错，所以呢，你应该呢，应该去摧毁他，所以你就打回去了。你打回去，哎，这样事情就解决了。
So like that, you know. So, so you look deeply at that about the karma. Then of course, you so much along the way, so much create karma. Of course, then you killed so much heavy negative karma. You know, create it. Then you have to experience from life to life. You know, taking lower reward. Not only that, you know, then many many lifetimes.Need to suffer, you know.
So, 如果你深一层去想的话呢，你 完完全全明白这个业果的道理的话，就是因为呢和过去呢我们杀害其他的众生是其实就有关系的，因为呢我们曾经造下呢深重的业，深重的业杀生了深重的业，所以不只是这一生呢，就是其实过去是很多生呢，我们呢都已经受到了这个苦的果报啊，甚至还掉到三恶道去。所以呢，我们不只是这一生呢受到痛苦，其实呢，过去生我们已经尝到他的苦的果报。
So like that, so, so somebody shout, then, as I mentioned before, you know, think.Meditate on the reality of the shout, whatever the word that is, meditate on that, look deeply on that. You know, the person who shout, look at that person, reality of that person, then the shout itself, look at that deeply, you know, analyze. Then when you look that, there's nothing there.
所以当有人喊你对你大喊大叫的时候，就过去呢给我们就讲过的，你当下呢就应该去思维修了，我就想哎，深一层的去思维这个喊的人他喊的话哎，是不是就是100%真实的，你当下去分析，如果你能这样的去分析去看的话呢，又发现呢其实呢他并没有所谓的实质的存在的。
So like that, especially the word, the sound, shouting is just a sound, you know. When you look in reality of the sound, you know, not able to pinpoint at all, you know, just like an echo, you know, from the cave, you know, shout back, coming back like that, you know, like an echo sound, that's all, you know, you really cannot pinpoint.What is the unpleasant sound, you know? So, if you meditate like that, not shouting back, keep quiet, meditate the reality of the shout, you know? Then, that really, you know, so, able to help, you know, how to be patient, you know?
特别是当我们听到一些不中听的话，那些字句的时候，我们就看那些字句其实是一个声音来的，不同的声音组成的，这个声音到底每个声音呢，它到底指的是什么，它到底实在的存在在哪里呢，所以你当你去这样分析去找的话，其实你找不出它到底在哪里，它只是像山洞里的回音一样啊，所以呢并没有所谓的重听或不重听，所以呢如果你能够当下那一刻你能够这样去修啊，去思维去分析的话，这样你就不会喊回去了，这样如果你不喊回去的话，这样呢就真正的能够帮助到你，因为呢你真的就能够去学什么叫安忍。
So like that, so the shout or sound of shouting, you know, so you can meditate, the sound is empty, emptiness sounds, as how so you can combat that, you know, don't shout back, silent, look at the sound, empty, you know, so like that, can meditate like that, then, you know, you have so much peace in the mind, and also not, you know, not create karma.Again, you don't create new karma.
所以呢，当别人喊你的时候呢，你就可以是时候运用你每个星期天在里面的心经的时候了。这是什么哈？色即是空，就是声音即是空，空即是声音。哇哦！所以呢，你就想，哎，这个声音呢，它是空的，它是没有自信的，哇！如果你真的能够这样去分析，当下去分析，这样你马上啊就不会喊回去了，哎，这才是真正的去修了，就真正修。这样，如果你是真正去修的话呢，你的心呢就清净， 就平静下来了，这样你就会去造业了。
So like that, you know, so when you, if we can do like that, you know, we can meditate like that, not shouting back, silent, meditate like that, then you're really ending the suffering, you know. You know, you really end the suffering.
所以你如果真正的能够做到这一点的话，真正的去这样去修的话呢，你就能断除你的痛苦。
So like that, you know, about thinking of karma and meditation emptiness. Of course, most powerful is the meditation emptiness. You know, so then thinking of the karma, this and that, then you be more patient. You know, so like that, so how to learn how to be patient. You know.So then, baby, when you are patient, then your mind is not disturbed, then there's so much peace and happiness in the mind.
So, if you can think about the situation, you can think about the meaning of the cause of the cause, you can think about the cause of the cause, then, the most best, the most powerful, the most power,当然是对空性的思维啊。那如果你马上能够这样去思维去修的话呢，啊，这样你就能够去修习这个安忍了啊。这样你的心呢就会比较平和，比较清净，这样你会感受到更多的快乐。
So like that, very important, you know, so be patient. How learn how to be patient is very important, you know. So when you are patient, so that means your mind is open.Your mind is not close up, you know. When you are not patient, your mind is totally close up. You know, when you are patient, your mind is open, you know. So easy to, for you much more easy to develop the wisdom, you know. When you are not patient, your mind is tied up, close up. With a small reason, your mind close up. So there's no wisdom, you know, to develop.
所以这一点是非常重要的，所以呢，我们必须去学习啊，怎样去有这个安忍，为什么呢？因为当我们的心呢，有安忍的话呢，我们的心呢就不会关闭，我们的心呢如果是关起来，容不下任何东西的话呢，我们的智慧呢就不能。产生也不能增长，所以当我们的心是开放的，要安稳的话，我们心是开放的，这样那些我们就可以汲取更多的智慧。
So therefore, so keeping precept is extremely beneficial, you know, to train your mind. If you want to train mind, you must have discipline, you know. So taking precept is so important to.
所以呢，受戒持戒呢，对我们是有很大的利益的，尤其是当我们要训练降服我们的心的话呢，我们必须有纪律，要有纪律的话呢，我们必须去受戒持戒。
So therefore, in Buddhist teaching, so keeping.Precept or disciplining yourself is the basis of all knowledge, virtuous knowledge, any good thing or the knowledge, you know. So very, very basis is the very basis keeping the precept. You know, when you keep well, everything grow like a ground, you know. You have nice ground, so in tree, flower, fruit, everything can grow. So exactly like that, keepingPrecept, discipline yourself is the basis, like a ground, you know.
所以在佛教的开示里面呢，这个持戒呢是非常重要的，因为呢，持戒呢是一切修行的基础。怎么说呢？这戒律就好比大地一样，若大地呢，它是非常肥沃的，这样你就可以长出很多美好的东西啊，它就长出啊大树啊，开出美丽的花朵啊，一切美好的东西呢都能生长，都能滋长。所以呢，这持戒就有如一个美好肥沃的大地一样。
OK, OK, thank you. Thank you. Amala, thank you for asking the question.
所以谢谢阿玛拉问这道问题。阿玛拉是藏语，就是对啊，怎么讲阿玛拉？升了年级的女性的这个称呼了，阿玛拉。
阿玛拉 is the mother， 呀，阿玛拉是
妈妈这样的。
啊，妈妈。
啊。谢谢这位妈妈的问题。
啊，所以 two son， 所以有妈妈。You don't have son， you don't call 妈妈。You have two son， 所以有妈妈。
啊，因为他有两个儿子，其实还有一个女儿了啊，所以他叫阿玛拉。She has one more daughter， two sons and one daughter。
啊，对。啊 ，I didn't know that。
Yeah， not just two sons。
Okay, I don't stop here today. Yeah.
So 今天我们就讲到这里。我们还是没有讲这个功德本颂了。嗯。谢谢大家。No. I think we are touching the foundation of good qualities.
Yeah, we touch. I'm touching and Patimoksha Bao.
Yeah, number six.
Keeping the Patimoksha Bao.
Yeah, 第六纪了。主修教法根本别解脱。刚讲的是别解脱戒。
Patimoksha Bao，
别解脱戒就是在家戒啦、出家戒啦啊这些别解脱戒。
That was somebody is asking what is Patimoksha Bao, you know? Patimoksha Bao here to achieve.The liberation,
individual liberation bonds in English.
Achieve liberation, individual liberation. You have to keep this precept. So that's the Patimoksha Bao.
所以华文翻译叫别解脱戒，个别的解脱的戒律啊。不过你们是不可以，如果你不是出家众的话，是不可以去翻阅他们的戒律的。这是破戒的，这是不可以的。你要出家，那你肯定要出家，你才可以去读。dedication， 先回向。32面，这个星期我对了。32面，回向，愿以此功德普及于一切。我等与众生皆共成佛道，愿此珍贵菩提心为生令其速生起，以生令其不退转，辗转增上恒滋长。34面，勇猛文殊无表了诸法，大行普贤菩萨亦如是，未能随从彼等清净学，我将此等上根皆回向，正如一切三十善士佛所赞种种回向中最甚，为行普贤行我亦如是，将此善根各个皆回向。谢谢大家，下个星期同样时间同样地点在这里。